You'll never get rid of me.
I will not tolerate such conduct in this school.
You all know something is wrong.
Get her out.
Are you not going to fight for the truth? What have you been reduced to?
Prefects, get her out.
Inertia? You're all asleep. To be free, you must be conscious. Kill the system! It's killing you!
Hi everybody, this has been a 007 back for a 10 minute spoiler free movie review, and today I'm talking about a British independent film called The Falling, which is a sort of mass hysteria among teenage girls thriller, and it's set in 1960s, 70s England. I think it's probably most famous for the fact that it stars Maisie Williams, who plays Arya Stark in HBO's Game of Thrones. And that was one of the reasons I was really excited to see this when it played the London Film Festival last year. It's also, I think, one of the reasons why it's getting as much attention as it is, and probably why most of you will consider checking it out. That said, as much as I hate to be very negative about a film, I don't think The Falling is a good film. It's a bad film, in fact, capital B, capital F, and that's quite rare, you know? It's quite rare to see a film that's just an utter failure. I think it's badly conceived, I think it's badly acted, and it's a movie that, certainly at the screening I attended at the London Film Festival, it felt like the audience was laughing at it rather than with it. And frankly, it's not a genre of movie we should be laughing at or with at all. I think it never really recovers from the early exit of its most charismatic actress, and the conceit of a Crucible-style fit of teenage hysteria is just so risibly executed that it becomes absurd, but in a bad way. The 50th time a teenage girl faints, I kind of was like, oh please, and was sorely, sorely tempted to walk out of the movie theatre, which is something I don't do often, but I think when you watch movies in that concentrated period of the London Film Festival, you become very intolerant of movies that you don't like instinctively. So what's the story of The Falling? It's set in 1960s England, it's a girls' school. The protagonist is a girl called Lydia, who's played by Maisie Williams. And she is absolutely fascinated by, slightly weirdly obsessed by, her best friend, who is played by Florence Pugh. Her best friend's called Abby. And I have to say that the actress Florence Pugh is by far the most charismatic, interesting, fascinating thing in this film. And she has certainly got a big future in acting before her. Unlike, oh, I don't know, Maisie Williams is fine, but she's just outshone in this film, I'm afraid to say. So anyway, Lydia, Maisie Williams' character, has this sort of borderline erotic longing for Abby. And this basically manifests itself as jealousy when Abby sleeps with Lydia's brother. And also when she's the one that Lydia's mother, played by Maxine Peake, seems to find interesting. You know, it's really galling when your mother doesn't pay you any attention but suddenly pays your best friend attention. So the first sort of act of this film basically plays out as a kind of psychosexual tension coming-of-age drama with these two girls. And then it kind of lurches into a sort of creepy noir horror as schoolgirls, led by Maisie Williams' character, start fainting and having seizures in school assembly and in class and in town. So the key question becomes, is this hysteria faked? Is it real? Is there something supernatural going on, as hinted at by the white magic interests of Lydia's brother? And to be frank, after yet another absurdly staged scene of fainting fits in the school hall, I really did not care. I suspect that what the director Carol Morley, who did Dreams of a Life, was trying to go for was a kind of repressed emotions transmitted through acting out, culminating in an explosion and epiphany at the end. But if so, the casting is just wrong. Where Florence Pugh is natural and entrancing, and Maxine Peake as a mother is subtle, traumatised and deeply moving, Maisie Williams acts in a manner that is just altogether too big. And I wonder if this is a consequence of her Game of Thrones experience, where the kind of massive scale epic fantasy requires a kind of larger than life performance. At any rate, Carol Morley, the director's job is to curb this from happening, right? I mean, it's her job to say that, look, you're unbalancing the piece, rein it in. But she evidently has not had the courage to do that. So, overall, I don't think The Falling is a great film. I don't even think it's a good film. And I think it's a really big disappointment because Carol Morley's first film, the sort of docudrama Dreams of a Life, was really moving and actually very important. I think The Falling is a bit of a misstep, but I still think there was enough interesting in Dreams of a Life that I do want to see what Carol Morley does next. But if you've seen The Falling and agree or disagree with my take, please feel free to leave a comment on the blog at beena007.com. In the meantime, The Falling has a running time of 102 minutes. It goes on release in the UK and Ireland this weekend, but does not yet have a US release date. And I think it's really telling that a movie starring Arya Stark, even an independent small-scale British film, hasn't yet got that release date. And it'll be interesting to see how it does at the UK box office. Thank you for listening.